Wednesday. Oh, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? 7:16 Wednesday. That means it's What's Up time. And that means you have to, I have a special guest here. You have to give us your very best What's Up.
What's up?
I like it. I like it. Mindy Linder, right? Linder?
Yep.
Gotcha. Mindy, thank That's you very me. Much for coming. Downtown Programs Manager. You've been with the city for how long?
About 14 years.
About 14 years. And you should see the smile. Is it coming, through the radio, folks? Loving what she does. Loving going to work, not having to go to work. I love that line. I think we have something in common here.
It's truth. It's the truth.
Yeah, yeah. So let's see. Let's talk first off. We're going huge here. No, huge.
Huge fun.
Huge. Go for it. Take it away.
Yeah, so huge fun. We have our huge fun events are kicking off for the season. We have more than 100 free, inclusive, huge fun events coming this summer. And as a matter of fact, today you can get your huge fun guide downtown in Kesey Square at Broadway and Willamette mm-hmm. at our free Griddles and Guides event. You can come and get free pancakes. We have all the gluten-free, dairy-free down at our free pancake breakfast. That's 7:30 to 10:30 a.m. this morning. Also free coffee, and you can get your huge fun guide. We're also giving away Holt Center tickets, Cuthbert tickets. There's also an Instagram local business challenge, all the things, and your huge fun guide where you can get all the things huge fun this morning at Kesey Square. Shameless plug.
Who says nothing happens in Eugene, right?
I know. All the things happen in Eugene. It's definitely not boring.
So give me some other highlights as far as that. That's a really good looking pamphlet there.
It is a very good looking pamphlet. I have to say, we have a really cool marketing team. So we have so many things happening this summer. We have Huge Fun is not just our cultural services. So I work in cultural services.
Okay.
But Huge Fun is sort of an umbrella that really encompasses so many different teams throughout the city. We have folks from public works, parks and open spaces, recreation, library, community programs, and cultural services. So we have all of the movies in the park, all sorts of events at the library. We have our Eugene Visual Arts Week, all of the mural program. We have the Downtown Program Fund events. We have all sorts of things, all the different pop-up events in the park blocks. We have the free symphony at the Cuthbert Amphitheater. We have the all sorts of pop-up farmers markets at Amazon. Mm-hmm. We have Shakespeare in the Park at Amazon. All sorts of things happening in all of the different parks all around the community. Tons of events downtown. We have the Party on the Plaza event at the Holt Center that's free and open to the community. All things that are free and open to the community. Free, accessible, inclusive events that are produced by the city.
Are you sure you could do all this in 24 hours? Or do you need more? You need more than 24 hours a day to get this stuff in?
There's stuff all different hours of the day. Actually, so for folks that work, there's stuff after hours. There's also for folks that have, you know, that work swing shift, split shift, folks that are stay-at-home parents, folks that are retired, folks that, you know, folks that have any kind of lifestyle. There's something for everybody.
What's the biggest challenge in what you do? Obviously, keeping track of all of this, because the pop-ups and all the activities outside, it screams healthy. Get out and go do.
It takes a village, Dennis.
Yeah. Where did you find her? So you grew up in Eugene. You love Eugene. You didn't leave Eugene, and you want to make an impact in Eugene, basically. Yes,
I do. Yeah, I love what I do. Like I said, I get to come to work instead of have to come to work, and I did choose to stay. I've been with the city since I started as an intern in 2004, and I just I literally graduated from college, gave the city a call, and said, What can I do? How can I work here and work in the arts? Because I just knew from the time I was a little kid that I wanted to work in the arts.
That's awesome. That's great. She's the Downtown Programs Manager with the City of Eugene. That's Mindy Linder. Would you please come back so we can talk more about lighting up downtown?
Anytime.
I would like, because it seems like a lot of towns are doing that.
Yeah.
wouldn't we benefit from that? That would be kind of cool.
Definitely.
Way cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by.
Absolutely. Anytime.
It's What's Up Wednesday here on News Talk 590 KUGN.